Masechet Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Kulo, Kerem Shekulo, Olelot, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lebalabayit, Rabbi Akiva Omer, La'aniim. If one has a vineyard that is entirely made up of Olelot, all of the grapes in the vineyard are underdeveloped, nothing matured properly, there are no grapes that have the shoulder and the drippings like we discussed a few Mishnayot ago. It's all Olelot. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lebalabayit, Rabbi Eliezer says, the owner, the actual farmer, is allowed to keep all of the grapes. Rabbi Akiva omer la'aniim. Rabbi Akiva says that the owner has to leave all of those underdeveloped grapes for the poor people, for the aniim. And they're going to continue now to bring proof to their views from Pisukim. We know the laws of Olelot are discussed twice in the Humash, one in Devarim and once in Vayikra. They'll bring proof from both Pesukim to support their opinions. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, ki tibsor, lo te'olel, im en batzir, minayin olelot. Rabbi Eliezer brings his proof from a pasuk in Devarim. He says, ki tibsor karmecha, lo te'olel acharecha, lager, layatom, vela almana, yehyeh. If somebody is harvesting his vineyard, don't glean behind you, they should be left for the ger, yatom, and almana. So what does Rabbi Eliezer say over here? Im en batzir, if there's no harvest, guy can't harvest the olelot. They're not edible, and he's not going to. They're edible, but he's not going to harvest them to be sold in a mass production because it's not really worth it at this point because there's not no real grape. So if so, there's no harvest in olelot. Pasuk says ki tivsor karmecha. When you're harvesting your vineyard here, there's no harvest. So therefore, there's no concept of olelot according to Rabbi Eliezer. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva answers him from the pasuk in Vayikra. The pasuk in Vayikra says, if you have your vineyard, don't pick the underdeveloped twigs from your vineyard, the olelot from your vineyard, and leave the fallen ones on the ground. Don't gather them. So Rabbi Akiva says, afilu kulo olelot. We just know over here, the pasuk says, don't take olelot from your vineyard. It doesn't mention the harvest whatsoever in the pasuk in Vayikra. So Rabbi Akiva would say, it's nothing to do with the harvest. It's just telling you, in all situations, you're not allowed to take all the lot. I don't care if you're harvesting it or not. So now the Mishnah is going to ask back on Rabbi Akiva, Im ken lama ne'emar ki tivsor lo te'olel. Okay, but according to you, why did the pasuk in Sefer Devarim tell me, when you're harvesting, don't take all the lot? The implications over there are only during the harvest. So what do you do with that pasuk? Answers Rabbi Akiva, En la'aniim be'olelot kodem habatzir. Rabbi Akiva is telling us that another law can be learned out from here, that really the poor have no claim on the olelot before the time of the harvest. So Rabbi Akiva is saying the pasuk over there in Sefer Devarim is not telling me that there's only olelot when a harvest is actually happening, but he's telling you that the poor have no right, they're not entitled to olelot before the time that the harvest usually happens. So even if you have a full field of olelot that aren't getting harvested, they still belong to the aniim at the time that the harvest generally happens. And the Mishnah doesn't talk about this, but what would Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva brought? Rabbi Akiva brought the pasuk, Bechar mecha lo te'olel, don't take the olelot from your vineyard, seemingly applying in all situations, not just the harvest. So what would Rabbi Eliezer do with that? The Bar Tinura throws in over here. He says that it comes to teach us an additional law, that even though the poor may not take until the harvest, we learn out from here that the owner is not allowed to take for himself either before that time as well, anything.